Hey everybody, it's Brian Reed here. And if you like Deathtown, or if you're listening to it now, I want to let you know that I have a brand new show out this very moment that you might want to check out too. It's called The Trojan Horse Affair. It's brought to you by Serial and the New York Times. It's edited by Serial's own Sarah Koenig. And I'm really, really excited about it. It takes place in Birmingham. Not Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham, England. And it's a legit British mystery tale. You see, there was this strange, unsigned letter that wreaked havoc in England some years back, went all the way to Parliament and the Prime Minister. This letter had huge repercussions for the country. And yet, no one ever figured out who wrote the letter. So that's what I set out to do. Like S-Town, I started the Trojan Horse Affair trying to answer one question, but then my investigation ended up taking all these very unexpected and dramatic turns, and leading me into some shocking and, quite frankly, enraging discoveries. I really hope you'll listen. You can go find The Trojan Horse Affair and subscribe. Oh, and one other thing I should mention, and this is different from S-Town. I didn't do this investigation alone, and I don't tell this story alone. I've had a partner on this quest, someone new to investigations like this. And working alongside him, it's been fun, but also it's really changed the way I see my work. Here, check out the trailer. You can hear how it all started.
I happened to be in Birmingham, England one night, when this journalism student came up to me at an event. He was talking fast, like I might walk away any second.
It was a tsunami that hit Birmingham. Birmingham does not get national attention. It was a circus, mate. I can't even describe to you.
His name was Hamza Syed, and he wanted help on his first ever story about a mystery in Birmingham, his hometown, that no one had ever solved. It had begun a few years earlier, when news of a strange letter exploded in the press.
A leaked letter outlining a plot by hardline Muslims.
The letter looked to be... Well, Hamza, you want to explain this part?
The letter looked to be a secret communique between Islamic extremists who'd been infiltrating the city's schools in a supposed plot called Operation Trojan Horse. The letter was bizarre, unsigned, incoherent, badly Xeroxed, yet still, it sparked one of the biggest school scandals in British history. Government investigators descended on Birmingham. The country beefed up its counter-terror policy. By the time it all died down, schools were revamped, teachers lost their jobs, some people were banned for life from education.
The fallout has been huge. Prime Minister David Cameron, as we said, is calling a special meeting of the government's extremism task force. The former head.
But what I always found suspicious about this whole affair is that this dodgy letter suggesting extremists were taking over our schools, nobody ever found out who wrote it or why. Remarkably, none of the investigators even tried. So I convinced Brian Reed over here that we should go for it.
Is this about to be the first radio interview you've ever done?
Yeah.
Hams and I spent years running this down.
I'll give you a clue. Who is the letter defending is the question you have to answer.
But figuring out who wrote the Trojan Horse letter.
I didn't write it. I don't know who wrote it. Well, my job to find out who wrote it.
I'm not the author of the Trojan Horse letter.
That was only the first mystery we were up against. It started to seem like officials knew more than what they were letting on, all the way from a local primary school to the highest levels of British government, and that Hams and I were poking at something that people did not want to talk about.
Can you give us a bit of details about that situation?
No. It is particularly important that I don't.
She answered, and she just immediately started saying, I'm busy, and started trying to shut the door on me.
You're cool, confused.
It's just a very unusual line of questioning.
Why?
I can't talk to you about...
Why can't you talk about that?
Sorry.
You're
leaving us? You're waving us goodbye? Coming February 3rd, from Serial Productions and the New York Times, I'm Brian Reed.
And I'm Hamza Syed.
It's The Trojan Horse Affair, a mystery in 8 parts that a lot of people don't want you to hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, hey. I just got a letter threatening an injunction.
Same here, buddy. We are in trouble.
Tumi has a soft side. Discover their new Azra bag collection and its pillowy pleats, satin finish, and crescent shape. Azra is the bag to carry for your 9-to-5 and your 5-to-9 plans that follow. Versatility, after all, is Tumi's signature. Shop the full Azra collection on Tumi.com or at a Tumi store near you.